I love the way God makes us conscious of the dark so that we become aware of the truth of what light is all about in Christ Jesus. So very often it's a prophetic reality that we experience, because it's the deeds of darkness, corruption and all that is the deeds of darkness. And so it's a visible, tangible reality of the deeds of darkness that we're living in. And so it's an amazing how at this time God starts to speak with us about the kingdom of light. And so last Sunday, we began to just go back to the prophetic word that God has given us, not only as a town, but also as individuals. So when God speaks and He says, "You are the light of the world," that's a prophetic utterance and it's a reality, and we are living in that truth. So that's what we were busy looking at last week. And one of the things we focused on was that when in Ephesians chapter 2, that as children of light, that we were once in the darkness, but we are now children of light. And He carries on there concerning the good works that God has predestined for us to do. And those good works, we will look and we'll go deeper into that. The good works is linked to our destiny. Very important. So when you're understanding, that's why the display of the good works, as you see now, is part of our destiny. So when God spoke about, for instance, for our town of 1947, what good works has He predestined to display what He's like, those good works is part of our destiny as believers in a town. Your own personal life, the good works that God has predestined for you and I to do, it's part of your destiny. So your destiny is linked to those good works. Okay, but we will go much deeper into that as we go into... There's so much about light and the kingdom of light, and you might need to spend quite a bit of time just going through particular scriptures one at a time, just to go get a better understanding and acceptance. The big thing that God wants us to do is to really just begin to renew our mind to the fact that we are children of light. Making that statement, getting that a reality, because as we renew our mind, there's a transformation that's taking place. And so when we begin to realize that we are light, it'll change behavior, it'll change everything, how we live starts to reflect and manifest that light. And that's why it's a simple faith thing right now. Just simply believe, Jesus, You said we are light. We are light of this world. That's it. And we are light in the school, in the business, wherever we may be. As children of God, we are light. And it's that agreement, because we're so used to having lived in the darkness, that's our identity. But no longer we've been taken out. We're in Christ. He is the light. And now we are children of light. And therefore, let's let our light shine. And so that's what we're looking at. And you're going to be amazed at the maturing process that you will discover about letting the light shine. You'll become very conscious of what we say, what we do. You'll be very conscious of wherever you may be. It's so easy to blame, but I'm light. You see, now all of a sudden, there's a different way. We can't blame anybody because we are light of this world. That darkness, they cannot help themselves but manifest darkness. That's their nature. That's where they are. They're still in the reality of sin. We've been taken out through Jesus Christ. We are light. A lot of marriages you're going to find, when a spouse begins to realize, but I'm light, and that you'll see a tremendous transformation taking place. And so this what God is teaching us now in an environment of tremendous wickedness, darkness, where we just look at the country and we just realize, wow, God, when darkness increases, Your light increases even more. Arise and shine, for Your light has come. And so this is a time where in the darkness, we will be recognized like never before, because our light is shining. So that's what we were looking at last week. And so today we're going to carry on. And I'm going to read from the Gospel of John, John chapter 1. just to get an understanding of what light is. When you know what light is, you will understand so much more. We asked the question on, was it Wednesday night, what do you say light is? And just hearing the different opinions and different, you know, just the understanding of what light is, it's fascinating to know. And that's, you need to ask yourself, what do I understand by light? Because light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And what does light look like? How do I experience light? How do I know whether my light is shining in this dark place? And because when your light's shining, you will have resistance. Because there's a cost involved. Let's just put it this way. You might find you will not be promoted anymore because your light is too bright and your light will expose darkness. And the last thing, sometimes people don't want darkness to be exposed, and so they will keep you down there. But there's always a cost involved when you are shining brightly as light. And that's why you have to rely on God to promote you. Because darkness will not want you to shine and expose any form of dark dealings within companies and wherever you may be. But in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. That's an important statement that John is writing here. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Now look at verse 4. In Him was life. Remember now, it was because it's dealing before creation. It's dealing before the fall. In Him was life. But that doesn't stop. Jesus did not suddenly stop becoming life. He is life. He's always been life. But we're dealing with two aspects here, before the fall and after the fall here in John. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made. He has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. So you know how Adam and Eve lived before the fall. They lived in this life. Creation was living in this life. This life was the light. And so that's the reality. And then the fall came, and then came darkness. So man was taken out of life, was taken out of light. And we now entered into the realm of darkness. Okay, and that's the realm of sin and the realm where the demonic, where Satan operates. And so we've got to be born again and taken out of the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Now this is now referring to now after the fall. First of all, just in this here, in Him, in Jesus, was life. So Jesus is the very source of all life. Remember, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the source. It was through Him that all things have been created. He gave life to all things. Okay? So we see Jesus is life. But then it carries on, and that life was the light for all men. So all of a sudden we see life being transformed into light. What is that? You see, whenever life is being manifested, that is light. So Jesus, full of life, He manifested this life by what He did. It was a light. So that's why the good deeds, when it comes from life and it's manifested, those good deeds, whatever we do in the name of Jesus, the only thing that counts is faith being expressed through love. So all the good deeds that is flowing out of the very heart of Jesus, and we do that, that is life being manifested into light. So people can see those good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. So that's why when we speak about the reality that God has predestined the good works for us before we were born, now we begin to understand, because it's all in Christ Jesus. We now who have been born into Christ Jesus, we now that are in union with Christ Jesus, now as we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, whatever we do, flowing from the very relational heart of God, flowing from that intimacy, those good works will now be light to people in darkness. And it's very practical. I use you, Robbie, as an example. Sorry about that. I'm not trying to manipulate or anything. Robbie helps a lot at the coffee shop and does a lot of work. And it comes from a heart of love. And the result is Joey praises God. You see, those good deeds is displaying the life of Christ in Robbie. And as a result, Joey is glorifying God, because she can see that life being manifested practically in the good deeds. That's light. So that changes. Now you understand good deeds out that's not from Christ Jesus, that does not carry the life. You see? Good deeds that's flowing out of the very heart of God, the life of Christ Jesus, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Now we're responding with that love. Those good deeds carry the life of God. That's why those good deeds produce a fruit. That's why those good deeds bring about a reality of God, so that people now experience. So Jesus walking on this planet Earth, he was now life, but whatever he said, his lifestyle was light to all mankind. He was the revelation of who God is, revealing God all the time. So now they, no one with that excuse, they're all there. And there was obviously the reality of some that the religious said they hate the light, and so they try and crucify the light to try and stop the light from shining and exposing things like that over there. Some people embraced the light and they came into the light and experienced the life of God through his son Jesus Christ. So that's the reality. So when God's speaks through his word and he says, let your light shine. That's what's happening. We who are born again, Christ is in us. We who are in a relationship with Jesus, let your light shine. Now it's a reality. Lord, I want to thank you that you have predestined good works for my life. And I thank you by your Holy Spirit, you will start to help me to begin to know these good works, so that as I do what you've told me and created me to be, all of a sudden people can begin to recognize and see the incredible manifestation of the life of Christ in us as believers. See, we are different. We are holy people. That's why holiness is such a big deal in the heart of God. That's why not being, what can we say, carnal Christians is not revealing the light. That's why the call to holiness, where we now begin to walk in the reality of the power, the life of the Holy Spirit, so that now the trueness of Christ in us is being made known to touch people's lives. That's our calling. That's for every believer, wherever you may be, wherever we may be, we are light of this world. We are the light in wherever we may be. And as you respond with us, that's why unforgiveness is such a blockage to the light. You see, that's why moaning and groaning and blaming is such a blockage to the light. And that people can't see the life of Christ in us. They see the life of the human being in us, who we were. They're not seeing Jesus, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in us. So that's the reality. So wherever we're going now, we are learning, okay, Lord, I've renewing my mind. Your life is in me. You are the light. We are light in you, Jesus. So where you have placed me, I am light. So now, I'm going to now walk in the Spirit. I'm going to now respond to that goodness. And we were going to go into depth of all of this. That goodness, those good deeds, the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. So now that life of the Spirit, as I respond, displaying that light, the people around me in the darkness, they've got a witness, they've got a testimony. They've seen the light. That's evangelism. That's the testimony. That's the witness in every town, in every nation, in every home, to be that. That's why at home, there's many lessons. That's why, as I said, in the growth of maturity, you'll find the school, the real tough school, will be in the home to learn how to shine. Because it's too easy in a home to go into darkness, to blame, to criticize, to whatever the case may be. So that's why in a home, we can blame, we can say this and that, but no, you and I, we are the light in that home. Can't blame. Light exposes, light overcomes. And all of a sudden we realize, I've got to mature. Because I'm living worldly, I would also just get into the arguments and I would also do this, I would sulk, I would, whatever it may be. That's darkness. That's the deeds of darkness. It's not the deeds of Jesus. It's not the good works of Jesus flowing, operating. It's not His life in us. We're still alive. But the fact is we've died with Christ Jesus. And so here, this place is going to be a tremendous place of maturing in your workplace, in your homes, wherever we may be. Because everybody else is operating still in darkness. And you as a child of God, light, you're going to stand out. And you're going to be different. And your words carry life. Your very words is an expression of the living waters. So those words coming from life is light. And that light gives revelation. Brings about solutions, brings about answers, removes the confusion. So, guys, we have an amazing journey ahead in a South Africa of darkness. We've got an amazing journey to shine, and what a testimony, what a time to be alive, where we can just display the very life of Christ so that people can see the light. Because it's displayed through our good deeds, through our work, through our lifestyle, through our words and whatever. That. So that's why the spiritual gifts are so important, because the spiritual gifts is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's light. That's why no Christian can sit and say, I'm just going to come on a Sunday and or just going to just be a Christian. No. Let your light shine. That's involving each and every one of us to be responding with the manifestation of life within us in one way or the other. Whether it's that good deed, whether it is truth, whether it is just living a righteous lifestyle, whatever it may be, we have to now be very active. So that's why, as I shared last Sunday, when Jesus says there in Matthew chapter 5, let your light shine. Remember, it's a past event. We looked at that Greek. It's a past event that took place. We became light in Christ Jesus. Now, that past event of you and I being born again, now let your light is now active. Now, in the present reality, your light must shine. And that's how we ought to live. So we have an amazing journey here as we go. So in Christ Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And then we see the true light. John is saying the true light. And the Satan comes as an angel of light. John says the true light, Jesus Christ, that gives light to every man. And that's why it breaks down any kind of limited atonement, because Jesus gives light to all mankind. Okay? All mankind. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. And that's why we are children of light. We're taken out of Adam. We're no longer children of Adam. We've been born of God. So now, in Christ Jesus, that's why we are light. So it's a renewing the mind. It is an agreement. You may be saying to yourself, but man, I just live in darkness. I just shine darkness. That's my life. Whatever I do is just darkness. Well, praise God that you realize that. Because God is wanting to break through into our lives and to begin to say, but no, let me show you. Let me show you how to be free of that and how to live life. So how do we do that? We're going to go much deeper into this, but let's just quickly go to Galatians chapter 5. Paul is writing and he's speaking about freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. And the reality of the atonement is so, so crucial. Because remember, atonement, redemption, deals with ownership. Okay? So that's why in John, we're not born of human man, we are born of God. It speaks about ownership. We are now children of God, children of light. That's our identity. The blood has redeemed us out of darkness. Okay? We are now children of light. So now we are free because of the blood of Jesus. And then he carries on, then stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of slavery. And he's dealing here in the context of the law, because people are wanting them to follow the law again, and particularly circumcision. And he carries on over there. And so Paul is busy dealing with that and saying, if you want to, you know, today there's that thing that you've got to keep the Sabbath again. So it's the same thing. You've got to be circumcised. It's the same thing. You want to keep the Sabbath like that, then you must keep the whole law. Okay? Now you're under the authority of that law. You have to obey that law. So if you fail to do one aspect of the law, like honor your parents or whatever the case may be, you're guilty of everything. Condemnation. Okay. And so Paul is saying, but the blood of Christ has set us free from all of that. So that law, the authority of that law is no longer our reality. That's what he's writing about here. And then he speaks and he says over here, I declare that every man who lets himself be circumcised, that he is obligated to obey the whole law. And he carries on trying to, he's saying you're falling away from grace if you're wanting to remove yourself from the life that you have and the gift you have in Christ Jesus. And then he carries on and then he starts to say in verse 16, so I say, live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. So here's the conflict. So we are children of light. The Spirit of God is within us. And the law of the Spirit of life is now operating. The Spirit of life. The manifestation of life is light. Okay? So our deeds, whatever we do, now needs to be the manifestation of the Spirit of life. So those deeds must be the light. Okay, so we may say to ourselves, but man, I've blown it. My deeds just do not, and I'm battling, and I'm under condemnation, and all those kind of things that we go through. You need to help. That's why discipling is crucial, to understand who we are in Christ. And then he says over here, but they are in conflict with others so that you do not know what you want. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under law. So now that we are born again and we're led by the Spirit, no longer are we under the authority of the Ten Commandments and the authority of that law. We're free of that. Because when we were under the authority of the law, the wages of sin is death. That law could not deal with the law of sin that was operating within us. So we could not earn righteousness. We could not be 100% perfect before God by sort of following any man-made laws on how to be righteous before God, whatever that may be. It's a gift. It's a gift. Abraham believed and he was credited righteous. So back to that simple, pure faith. So Paul writes over here and he says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So that's obvious. So the fruit, the manifestation of darkness in us is those things. That's the deeds that's manifested. That's how you recognize who is a child of God, who is not a child of God. Because you can recognize what so-called light that's coming out. Okay, and so an unbeliever cannot escape this. This is the power of sin that controls them. They cannot live anything else. So if you're wanting someone to change, they need to be born again. It's impossible. If you're wanting to change the government, you know, the nature of sin is the nature of sin. This is the fruit of a nature of sin. It's not going to change. We need to be the light. We need to be the light to shine. We need to begin to be the opposite to what's happening. And so these are the acts of the sinful nature. But then this is the blessing of us as children of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the life of Christ being displayed, which is the light. So if you want to know what light looks like, joy, peace, patience, love, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's part of what light looks like in a believer's life. Against such things there is no law. And that's profound because we're no longer under that law of the Ten Commandments. We're no longer under that authority. We've been taken out of that authority because now our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. So now we are living by the life of the Holy Spirit. And that law, Christ fulfilled it. So that law does not hold us accountable anymore. So here we have this incredible journey. Now this is the key verse. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. That's the fact. That's the part of the good news of the gospel. Before we had no control, we just had to live like that. But now in Christ Jesus, wow, God, thank you, that all of those passions and desires that I had before, now that was crucified with you. Now you're putting faith, you've got truth to that. You're applying that truth. And when we apply that truth, now the law of the Spirit is working. The power work of Christ Jesus, the life of Jesus now begins to manifest in our lives. So now that life of Christ, we start to experience it by our behavior. So our behavior starts to be the light. See, we battle because we do not recognize and we have not accepted by faith that old passion, those desires, that's dead, that's crucified in Christ Jesus. So as long as I keep in step with the Holy Spirit, I'm free of that law, of that old sinful nature. But if I'm not keeping in step with the Holy Spirit, the law of that sinful nature will still be coming alive and it'll start to control my life again. I will start surrendering to that and giving into that. That's why in the beginning, stand firm in your freedom in Christ Jesus. So to let your light shine, keeping in step with the Holy Spirit is the key. Because keeping in step with the Holy Spirit, then the deeds of our old sinful life will not be displayed. Now it's the life of Christ that's being displayed. the fruit of the Spirit, and we start to see that. And so Paul writes over there, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Because that's again the old nature, the deeds of darkness, that no longer our reality, but we allow that to be. So guys, there's no room, let me read you from Mark. This is Jesus speaking. And Jesus summoned the crowd along with his disciples and had them gather around. And he said to them, if you truly want to follow me, remember we looked at let your yes be your yes. When Jesus called the disciples, they just said yes. They had no idea what tomorrow was going to be like for them. They had no idea that they were going to be put to death because of the testimony and the gospel of Christ Jesus. They had no idea. They simply said yes. And they just began to follow Jesus. And Jesus says that he will make them disciples. So as they were following Jesus, and Jesus was not following them, because as I said before, many times we want Jesus to follow us. Okay, no. We follow Jesus. He is our Lord. He is the King. We've yielded to Jesus. He's purchased us with his blood, so we are children. And so he carries on and he says here, he said to them, if you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely disown your own life. You've died with Christ Jesus. So it's a decision that we make. It's an agreement. We're saying, today I'm once and for all completely disowning my old life. That's who I was. Those passions and those desires that control me, today I'm completely disowning it because, Christ, I've been crucified with you and you have broken that old passions and desires. Today, Father, your grace that I can start to learn how to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the prayer that Jesus says, I will do whatever you ask in my name. Because many times, and you'll find this particularly in counseling, many times, as I shared before, many times, people want us to fix the old man. No. God's purpose is for us to be conformed into the likeness of Christ Jesus. So any counseling must be to help people to move into who they are in Christ Jesus, so that they can be like, they can be conformed into his image, into his likeness. Okay, and so Jesus carries on and he says to them, you should at once completely disown your own life, and you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own as you continually surrender to my ways. I've died with you, Jesus. I've now completely have disowned my own life. Now I must day after day continually keep in step with the Holy Spirit, recognizing I'm died to self. So this morning I wake up, I felt a bit self-centered. See, just my thoughts were pretty self-centered because I just didn't want to do much today. And straight away, I'm disowned. My old life is not longer I. Jesus, you are in me. I've died. It's your life in me. So straight away, I make a conscious decision to once again appropriate a truth to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, the life of the Holy Spirit, the life of Christ radiates. And you overcome the darkness. You overcome the thoughts. You overcome the attitude. This is all a gift for you and I as children of God. He's given it to you and I, the Holy Spirit. See, that's why the gospel is good news. The bad news was we thought it was okay when we were controlled by all the passions and desires. And darkness was the fruit. People could just see the darkness. Now we've been taken out of that rule, out of that domain, out of that reign, controlled by sin and Satan. We've been taken out. We're in the kingdom of light. Christ is in us. He is the light. Now, as we walk in the Spirit, that now displays. That's the witness. That's being a light in a city. That's what it is to be a lamp. And Jesus says, hey guys, a lamp is not hidden. Body of Christ, I'm not going to hide you. I'm putting you on top so that everybody can see your good deeds. It's coming from life within you. So we are a target. In the spiritual realm, we shine pretty bright. And darkness will do whatever. And that's why the thoughts, you'll hit the thoughts to try and get you to start to get into agreement with the lies and deception of darkness and whatever it may be, so that you don't live light and display light. So take every thought captive and make it obedient to Jesus. So Jesus carries on and he says over here, and you must be willing to share my cross, that's knowing that you died with Christ, and experience it as your own. That's the reality. That's mine. Jesus, you died, I died with you. It's my own now. You've taken it. You've taken ownership of your death in Christ Jesus as you continually surrender to my ways. For if you let your life go for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will continually experience new life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's the reality. Okay? But if you choose to keep your life for yourself, you will forfeit what you try to keep. For what use is it to gain all the wealth and power of this world with everything it could offer you at the cost of your own life? And what could be more valuable to you than your own soul? So among the unfaithful and sinful people living today, if you are ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of you when he makes his appearance with his holy messengers in the glorious splendor of his Father. That's why it's time to be bold. Many people get born again and they don't want to tell anybody that they're children of God. They just live like everybody else. They're ashamed of the gospel. And that's a reality. We can't be ashamed of the gospel. So let our light shine. Okay? Right. Let us keep in the step with the Holy Spirit so that we can continually experience that life, the law of the Spirit that gives life to us, that enables us to have the victory over the passions and desires. Okay? So that's part of our starting point. When God said, the answer for South Africa is the centrality of the cross of Jesus. He did not lie. Because it's only the cross of Christ that can break the power of darkness so that light can shine. And we are learning now how to live in that power of the cross so that his life is released. So the good works that you and I do now from that heart of love, you know it carries life. So back in, we just, for instance, in the coffee shop again. So as we help our staff members to be able to understand this, as they prepare food from a heart of love, life. As the waiters now start to serve from a heart of life, of love, from this life that's in them, guess what's happening? Light is being displayed, and the people start to experience light. Atmospheres changes. People are set free. So maybe you need to, in your workplace, in the schools, try and find more believers and start to disciple and start to say, hey, we light in this place. There's so much corruption in this school, whatever it may be. We light. Let's start shining over here. Lord, teach us how to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Start coming together, bringing the children of light together now, no longer in isolation. Start coming together. Two or three come in my name. There I am with you. He is the light. So we're starting to now gather, activate, have focus, and to really live as children of light, not being ashamed of the gospel. Know that you're going to be persecuted. Know that you might be fired and worked out. Know that. Okay, that's just part of shining. Darkness doesn't like you. But your life is in Christ Jesus. And he says, seek first my kingdom. My kingdom is a kingdom of light, and all these other things shall be added. There's the freedom. There's the peace. You know, not worried about that. You're going for it, and you're prepared to die for the gospel. So, young guys, Let your light shine. Shine for Christ. Amen. Let's have communion. Father, as we said earlier on, we sit together with you in the kingdom of light. And even this morning, what will your life look like right now amongst us? What will be the action that displays your life that becomes light to all of us? So as we have communion, won't you share with us? There may be people here that just need healing today, so that your life is displayed as light. It may be just whatever it may be. But Lord, as we sit with you in the realm of light, we receive by your Holy Spirit what's on the Father's mind, what's on your thoughts, that we may just keep in step with Holy Spirit. So we thank you for a moment of just quietness with you. Amen.